Local band Dots released their first full-length album this week. It's called Jellyfish. The group was initially a solo project by Ryan James, and now it's a five-piece band, which combines acoustics, electronics, and layered vocal harmonies. The album was released on Atlanta-based creative group Dear Bear Wolf's label. Ryan James spoke with me earlier about the new album. We began by talking about the spelling of Dots. It's D-O-T period S.
People have come to me with a lot of different interpretations, and I normally don't correct them, but...
what are some things that people come
with? I've gotten dot dot S. I've gotten just dot S, which I think is kind of a weird one. And then dots too. It was a thing I thought was clever a year ago, and it's starting to wear thin.
And so when you are creating a song, in the songs that I've listened to and with your new album coming out, there's so many layers to each one. Is there a point when you're making each song where you're like, okay, we need to add something else to make this complete, or wait, there's too much going on? So is there kind of a limit, a threshold that you're looking towards?
There's usually too much going on. It's really easy to fall into that trap of like, especially when you're working alone and you don't have someone next to you to say, like, easy, that's too much. I mostly have to focus on pulling stuff out because it's easy to hide behind a lot of noise, and it's harder to, like, really level yourself and just say, like, let's fall in love with this one sound. And then something about writing, I write while I'm recording, so it gets really easy to sort of just bury everything. And then you're left with this mess, and you take a day off from listening to it, and you come back to it, and it's this nutty thing, and you're like, I have to start all over.
Is there any one track on the new album that encompasses what you just said?
Yeah, the beginning of the first song, So Reticent. I like it a lot. I like it when music is aggressive and it's too much. And songs like Millicent, I wanted to do that whole like strip down, like fall in love with every single sound. Only have like three going in. I like it when records have that dichotomy of like, if you look at it as a sine wave, if you look at the actual visual representation of the music, there are just lots of dips.
And then sometimes there's just the block of
And then
solid.
Sometimes there's the block, yeah.
Dear Bear Wolf is an organization that seems to focus on anything from publishing to music to live shows, and it's just kind of fostering a community of creative people. And you are now, this record is going to be on their label. In this day and age of independent creation, why did you decide to team up with a label?
When you say label, I mean it's like they have a very small staff of people, which is what most labels are these days, I think. They're just like a couple of guys, and these guys happen to be really nice and have really good taste and stuff, and I really appreciate everything they've put out. Basically, most of what I've done outside of this one project has just been self-release, which is, it's fine, it's good, but it's just a lot of work that I don't like doing. I don't like emailing people. So this saves a lot of emails that need to be sent.
Also, I think the interesting thing is about Dear Bear Wolf is they try to release music on cassettes.
Yeah, this tape culture is coming back a little bit. This, like, I love tapes and I like buying them and I like listening to them. When I was a kid, my dad had a bunch of tapes in his car and we would just listen to them all the time. And they came with their own set of, like, problems and limitations, and they were old and ripped from vinyl. So they had this, like, horrible scratchiness on them that I don't know, even like I've started recording to tape now just to get that scratchiness because it's just so sweet and doesn't really happen anywhere else. Scratchiness happens digitally a lot and it's way more kind of revolting. It has this like tinniness to it, and scratchiness in tape is kind of warm. That hissy like shh sound.
So it seemed that Dainty Lulu is a common thread throughout the album.
It is.
So is that a character?
Yeah. Dainty Lulu is my friend George, and his voice slowed down, put over relaxing Hawaiian beach sounds and music.
Oh, 963. And my son, he's gone away to go to school. He's about 8 years old.
The whole skit thing is something, it happens in hip-hop music a lot. Like, a lot of times, like, Operation Doomsday or, like, Ready to Die or most Outkast albums, they're skits that come up. It's, like, such a cool way to create a cohesive narrative and art it up a little bit. And, like, I've just always wanted to do it. Most of those skits in the albums that I love are, like, just so funny. And they just take a break from the music a little bit and adds another element.
So off we go, walking down the road, the school about 5 miles away, and uphill.
And so what's the story that you're trying to tell with the album?
A lot of it is super scatterbrained, and I kind of explain it in the liner notes on the record and on the tape, that this is about this guy who's really old, and he's super messed in the head and like is super scatterbrained and is trying to remember himself, but he can't really do it. And he's fallen in love with this woman and he can't remember her, and he doesn't really care because he's happy in his old age. And so the whole narrative structure was him writing a letter to God saying that, like, I don't really want to go to heaven. I just kind of want to stay here for a little bit.
Is there one track in particular that you appreciate that you would take me through the idea where it came from and then sort of the end of what it was?
I like Millicent a lot. It's really different from, it's the most non-electronic-y, dancey song on the record. And it came from a lot of really old music, like a lot of early 60s pop music has this really jovial bounciness to it, and if you listen to the lyrics, it's like really kind of messed up what they're singing about. It's, and I think that's a really kind of funny line to draw, where there's this really happy music going on and then the lyrics are about something horrible. Also, So Reticent, the, I guess, first song on the album, is an example of me writing with the rest of a group of people, like like Nick, who plays bass. We wrote that together, kind of. So that one's kind of special to me because that's normally not the way that I write. It's normally a very isolated process, and I trust that process a lot. So writing with a big group of people, writing with the band is like, was something that I was skeptical about, but actually ended up being my favorite thing on it, which was kind of a sweet realization. So those two were kind of special.